Nanu with you, and did you know that turtles have been living in our oceans for 100 million years? But sadly, only one in 1,000 turtles survived to adulthood. It's really not that many. If you know a kid who is into marine life, children's author Lauren Briggs has just written a book called Little Pago, or Pago, about some of the challenges of being a little turtle. Welcome to Evenings, Lauren.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine.
So where did the story idea come from for Little, is it Little Pago, Little Pago?
It's actually Little Pago. Mm. And I first designed Little Pago many years ago in a university animation class after I had learnt about the plight of marine animals in the Galapagos Islands. But he remained in my drawing books until I actually travelled with my family a few years ago to Borneo, to a remote turtle conservation island, and just watching these beautiful little turtles make their way into the ocean. And I guess being a mother, it really inspired me to want to teach my children about living a sustainable life and protecting the environment. So I thought Little Pago would be the perfect symbol for a children's picture book on this issue.
And there are lots of different kinds of turtles. What kind of turtle is Little Pago?
So Little Pago is actually a loggerhead turtle. And out of the seven different types of species of turtles worldwide, we actually have six in Australian waters, and Little Pago is one of them.
A loggerhead turtle. So were you interested in turtles as a kid?
Look, I've always loved nature and animals. And I guess when I actually heard the disturbing statistics and had gone and done more research, like you'd said, only one in 1,000 sea turtles make it to adulthood. I thought, surely as an illustrator and writer and storyteller, I can help try and change that statistic. So hence Little Pago was born.
Mm. Lauren, your book talks about the plastic waste in our oceans. Mm-hmm. Why is that important for kids to read about?
Well, I think we all know that education is the precursor for change. And if our children are going to be the next generation who are going to be managing and living on this planet, I think we really need to empower them with the knowledge to make good choices that impact our environment. And so I've actually created a Little Pago website, littlepago.com, and it's been specifically built to provide children with meaningful ways to stop using single-use plastics and be part of the movement to change.
Mm. Where does that gorgeous little name Pago come from?
Well, originally when I'd done my research on the Galapagos Islands, Pago just came out of that word.
Yeah, Galapagos, yeah.
Yeah, and then once he stuck, even though he's an Australian sea turtle, the name's just part of him, so we kept it.
What's an interesting fact about the loggerhead turtle?
Well, I think the first thing that I found amazing, especially when teaching children about turtles, is that once they're actually born, they never see their mother again. So once the mother's come up onto the beach to nest, off she goes. And so, you know, when you see how tiny and vulnerable they are, I thought that's pretty amazing, the life that they would have. And the female loggerheads know to come back to that same beach where they were born to nest their eggs.
Yeah, that's amazing, isn't it? Well, Lauren, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about your book.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me.
Lauren Briggs is an illustrator, storyteller, and children's picture bookmaker, and her book Little Pago is inspiring children to turn the tide on plastic pollution from our oceans. Coming up after the news, what do you do when you don't like the way things